Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. The Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer covered northern North Dakota yesterday. It's on day two. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
There is good potential with the corn growing near Brockett, North Dakota, but there is variability due to the early season dryness. Here's Northland seed and service owner Lee Dahl.
Typically this time of year, we're starting to get some denting going on. We've got some new hybrids that are, pushing along the maturity fairly quickly with the heat that we've had and the heat units that we've had. But there is some natural tip back with some of these new hybrids versus some of the ones that have been around for a couple of years. We've got 7861 and 7844 is a new hybrid for us. And we're looking at multiple different hybrids in the same region because we're trying to get the best crop we can.
Canola is another crop grown near Brockett, and farmers are trying to get the crop harvested.
Having that mindset that we're looking at harvestability and that looking at trying to get that crop off as soon as possible. With the canola, we're not so much worried about pod shatter. I mean, the new breeding techniques that we've gotten with enhanced shatter control of the pods, that's not as big of a concern, but naturally, since it has been so dry, pod drop has been a big issue. So we're trying to get that crop off as soon as possible. The yields, even through the drought conditions that we've had, have been phenomenal.
Some of the soybeans are starting to drop their leaves, but Pioneer field agronomist Christy Sundin says the later planted soybeans are soaking in the recent rains.
Helping us with the fill, and some of those top beans hopefully are going to fill out nicely too.
Heading into next year, Sundin has this advice for farmers.
Don't make plans for next year based on this year. That would probably be my number one. Hopefully we don't have the same type of drought conditions next year that we did this year, but there is quite a bit of area that is still sitting okay.
Check out more from Dahl and Sundin by watching our coverage of the Red River Farm Network's crop tour on our Facebook page. Reporting agriculture's business from Brockett, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
Grain market.